Alma Church, God bless you. I just want to say we're so happy to be with you. It is our prayer to be with you and worship with you guys. My wife and I are planning to visit you a lot of times already, but this is, Karen, this is answer to our prayer. So I thank you all for coming and I want to congratulate all of you, because I know that you have decided the right decision to worship God today. Try to observe what is going on. People lack interest in serving God already. And I'm saying this with all my heart, brothers and sisters, I would like to continue praying for you to continue to be stronger, even if the world is really, really challenging for a Christian, for a child of God like us. There is a way, there is hope for people who loves God. And all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and called according to His purpose. The books are saying, there are signs that you can see if a church is dying. Number one says, if you can no longer see kids running around. And I think you passed. Another thing is that 5 minutes after the closing prayer, members will all be gone because they're not interested with one another. I will observe that later. Yes, my brother, I love to eat. Yes. But the thing is, I want to be fed today with the Word of God, the spiritual food that God intended us to have. And that is the only way for us to be fed, not only physically, but spiritually. I consider that food is actually the food that we need. That's the food for eternity. But you know what? I love what you have done, my brother, okay? Inspiring and encouraging our kids. But mind you, the church needs to be fed. And there are people chosen by God to do this. And this is through the elders of the Lord. Amen. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. One of the biggest work of the elders is to feed the flock of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I have a story for you. It says, a priest and a rabbi are in a car crash, and it's a bad one. Both of their cars are demolished, but amazingly, neither one of them is hurt. After they crawl out of their cars, the rabbi says, so you're a priest. That's interesting. I'm a rabbi. Wow, just look at our cars. There's nothing left, but we're unhurt. This must be a sign from God that we should meet and be friends and live together in peace. The priest replies, oh, yes, I agree. It's a miracle that we survived and are here together. And here's another miracle, says the rabbi. My car is destroyed, but this bottle of wine didn't break. Surely God wants us to drink the wine and celebrate our good fortune, he says, handing the bottle to the priest. The priest nods in agreement, opens the wine, drinks half of it, and hands it back to the rabbi. The rabbi takes it and puts the cup back on. Aren't you going to have any? Asks the priest. Not right now, says the rabbi. I think I'll wait until after the police make their report. Well, it's sad. In the group of believers, in the field of religion, sometimes we put our trust to people, making themselves, or they profess to be leaders. But God is telling us, beware of false teachers, false leaders. And that's how important our topic is. God, give us elders in your church. We believe that there is a church established by the Lord Jesus Christ. We know all about that. We know how important that is. We know that when the Lord Jesus Christ will go back or come back, he will go back because of his church. He is preparing a place there. John chapter 14, verse 1 to 3. And he promised he will be back. But you know what, brothers and sisters of Christ? There is a big problem in the church today. I still believe that the greatest work of man is to prepare himself to face his God. I repeat that. The greatest work of man is to prepare himself to face God or Christ in the judgment day. The writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, it is appointed unto man to die once and after it the judgment. How important that verse to you. When Solomon said in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 to 14, he says, hear the conclusion of all matter, fear God and obey his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man, for everything will be brought into judgment, including the sacred things. How important to you these things. Now, there are people who is positioned by God and wanted by God to be positioned in the church of that household, the pillar and ground of truth, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, to take that responsibility to prepare himself, prepare his family, and prepare the church for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how important our topic is. One prayer that we should be uttering to the Lord, God, give us elders in your church. And if you have already positioned elders, appointed elders, take good care of them. Pray for them. Encourage them. One of the greatest position, if not the greatest, one of the greatest, is the position of elder. But I believe it is the greatest. Why? They are taking good care of every soul in this world, in the church. Thank you, my brother, for reading the scripture today. That is in 1 Peter chapter 5. Now, this is a letter of Peter to the members of the church actually scattered, who are struggling actually to remain faithful because of oppressions. And he's writing this letter, and it says, to the elders, he addressed these to elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's suffering, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Now, the verse that will be read following this will surprise you. It's because this reveals the work of a true elder in the church, like Peter. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care. Be shepherds. Of what? Of God's flock, not your flock. God's flock that is under your care. They are stewards, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing. As God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. To me, that is the scriptural or biblical elder. Why I am reading this to you again is because my brother and sisters in Christ, the scriptures is not silent who the elders or the positioned elders or the chosen all elders by God in the scriptures. We can know their characters. We can know their qualifications. We can know their works. The role of elders within the church is a significant and biblically grounded office tasked with shepherding the congregation, teaching sound doctrine, and maintaining church discipline. Second, the New Testament provides explicit instructions regarding the qualifications, responsibilities, and conduct of elders, emphasizing their importance in the spiritual health and governance of the church. And God emphasizes the character traits He's looking for in an elder because an elder represents Him before the church and the world. Amen to that? That's how strong teachings or doctrines about the elder is in the scriptures. Now, I'm calling every one of you, if you are being led by an elder, respect your elder. They owe us a double respect, says the word of God. Pray for them. Encourage them. Fight for them. That is our work. Now, if you don't have still elders in this congregation, my brothers and sisters in Christ, well, don't worry. Because everything is in process in building a congregation. One blessing that I have experienced as a young preacher in the Philippines is actually how I observe, how I watch congregations are started and how big congregations are made and how the process is, you know, dealt. Yes, growing a congregation, making it strong in the way God wanted it to be, is a process. So if we want an elder, that is a good thing. That is a biblical thing. God wanted us to put elders in congregations. And again, why it's hard to look for them is because they are precious people. Precious people. Because of their characters. Because of their abilities. Now, brothers and sisters in Christ, elders in a congregation are not men appointed. Yes, we could use people or we could use the church to elect maybe or to choose them, but those things happened in the direction and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Now, the thing that I want to do in my ministry is to encourage leaders of congregations. Step up. Be leaders, not only for your families, but for your church or the church that God had given you. Now, there are three things that I want you to remember as the Word of God is telling us when we are talking about leaders, or specifically our elders. These men are men of great responsibility, authority, and liability. I repeat that. Men of great responsibility, authority, liability. And I know you know the meaning of those words. Responsibility, there are works to be done. Authority, there are power to be exercised. Liability, you're answerable for things, for that position. And that's why we give double honors to our elders. It's because they're answering for us. They will answer for us. One thing more is this. Elders are for men. We know our Bibles. We know our scriptures. And these men are considered to be kings in their own families. They are priests in their families. They are prophets in their families. And they are kings, priests and prophets in the church. King, they're leaders. Kings are known for a provider, for a protector. And that is the very definition of Paul, for a person who is truly in love. One who nourishes, provide, and one who cherisheth, protect. A king is a person who provides and protect, and that is our elders. He is a priest. He's known as a person of prayer. He intercedes for people. He prays for every member of the church. He knows the needs, the great needs of his people, his members in the church. That's why he's the one actually praying for these people. He is a priest, and he is a prophet. You know what a prophet is? Someone who brings the message of God to people. And yes, an elder needs to teach, because that is one of his greatest qualifications. To teach the word of God. To teach the truth. To share with love the words of God. Why people today are in error? Matthew chapter 22, verse 29. You are in error. You are mistaken. You do err for not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. That's the very word of the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 5, verse 39, it says, you do search the scriptures, for ye know that in them you have eternal life. An elder is a prophet. So he's a king, he's a priest, he's a prophet of his own family. Now, in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 4, it says, he must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him, and he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. Who are these elders? These are the men who took good care in a way that God wanted him to take good care of his family. How can you be an elder taking good care of the family of God, a bigger family, if you don't know how to take good care of your family? So the thing that I want to bring out there is, look how important this work of elders are. We have to understand that in their responsibilities, in their authorities and liabilities, there are things that we need to see in them. Number one is his responsibility of Christ-likeness. His responsibility to show himself as the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, imitate me as I imitate Christ. An elder is someone who devoted himself to become like the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the very essence why a person is called to be a Christian. He is a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is an elder. Christ-likeness, it is an emphasis of a character. Highlights that God requires elders be men who are passionate about their relationship with him and are growing in their faith every day. Elders intentionally pursue holiness as they live lives of integrity before others. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 3 to 7, and Titus chapter 1, verse 5 to 8. Number two, the responsibility of family. Yes, responsibility of family. As I grew up in the church, I have seen a lot of preachers actually who are dedicated in their works. But one thing that I have seen, and mistake, common mistake, is that a preacher brings and pours his effort, strength, abilities, everything that he has, for the church forgetting his family. Well, I'm not saying this to hurt your feelings, my brothers and sisters in Christ, but it is a great mistake for a person to forget and ignore his responsibility to his family. The second thing that I want us to remember in the eldership is that these people recognizes the responsibility in their family. An elder must manage his own family well, and God has called elders to care for the emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being of their family. An elder's family is his God-given priority. In prioritizing his family, he is to have an undivided heart by being faithful to his wife and careful to his children. That is an elder of the church. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, Titus chapter 5, verse 1 to 6. Number 3 is the responsibility of oversight. Oversight. Sometimes I'm scratching my head because I served in big congregations in the Philippines, and sometimes because of how big your congregation is, an elder doesn't know all of the members. Okay? I'm not saying that, you know, we need to hurt these elders because they miss the responsibility, but the thing is, one of the biggest responsibility of an elder is to oversee. Okay, the work of overseeing. Okay, he is to check the well-being of all members of the church. Acts chapter 20, verse 17 to 38. The elders are called to oversee and direct the affairs of the church, which is why they are sometimes referred to as overseers. And in Canada, the congregations that I have, I'm attached with, actually, I saw this. And that is one thing that I really learned in Canada. Something that I could also share to the Philippines. This is one of the things that we lacked, actually, in the Philippines. You know, even if it's a small congregation, elders are not that active in overseeing. They think that overseeing is just, you know, looking at the money, looking at the health, looking at the problems in every family. But that is, overseeing is deeper than that, brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, so oversight is the ability to prayerfully discern the totality of the church. In all, it encompasses or including God's direction for that body of believers, although some elders will be passionate about missions or youth ministry or small groups, an elder must be able to see the church as a whole and not simply the various components. They come to prayerfully discern God's will for the entire church and not simply part of the church. Elders need to see the big picture and understand how the various components fit together. Now, elders must wisely navigate and lead the church through the tumultuous cultural times we are in. They are the overseers of the church. We need to cross over the church in these difficult times. We are in the last days. And these last days, according to the Bible, it is the worst days. We have two evangelists in Bromley Church. My partner Kevin Hunter and I, we have different works. We are called evangelists, but he's an evangelist in the preaching side or pulpit side. I am in the, going out, okay, and more to people. And I love that. But that is not the only work of elders, to check us to see what is evangelism is all about. When elders oversee, They look at the totality. It's not only evangelism. It's not only edification. It's not only benevolence. It's not only young people. It's not only men. It's not only women. It's not only family. Look how vast the work of elders in terms of overseeing. We need to pray for them. Fourth, the responsibility of shepherding. Why shepherding? Shepherding is the responsibility for elders, and it is a command from God. Acts chapter 20, verse 17 to 38, and 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 to 4. Now, elders are called to guard, to feed, to lead, and care for the flock of God placed in their care. There are those elders, physically they are no longer able to do that. But still, that is the thing that God wanted us to do when we are elders. To shepherd, to lead, not to boss. There's a big difference between lead and boss. Bosses will say, you do this, you do that, do this, do that. But a leader, he's always there in front, teaching you how to do it. That is a leader. And that is a shepherd. And the flock will follow. Amen? That's an elder. Someone to be followed. An example. He's a leader. And he is to protect the whole flock of God. To take good care of the flock of God. Remember when the Lord Jesus Christ left the 99 and went and looked for that one lost sheep? It's because our example as a shepherd is the shepherd, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. We are shepherding, we are elders or overseeing a church. Okay, if you are an elder, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, like the Lord Jesus Christ, taking good care of these people. you value them is because they are valuable to God and to the Lord Jesus Christ. Second to the last is the responsibility of doctrinal purity. And I repeat that. In these times, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the responsibility of an elder is to teach a doctrinally sound, pure truth in the Word of God. Now today, this is one of the difficult things that an elder is working for, because he's fighting for the truth. He's fighting for the right. He's fighting for the pure teachings of the Bible. Teachings that is, adulterated is not a pure teaching from God. So if there is a thing that an elder is taking good care of, remember, the church is the pillar and ground of truth. There is no room in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ teaching about opinions, teaching about false teachings. And who take good care of this? Elders of the church. They have the responsibility of doctrinal purity. Last but not the least is the responsibility of prayer. Yes, the responsibility of prayer. Elders in the church are men of prayers. They understand how important prayer is, not only for their lives, not only for other people, but for the whole world. And that is a true elder of the church. Remember, James said, when someone is sick, go and ask. Thank you, Bill. for elders. And that's how important the work of elders in the church of the Lord. We need more prayer warriors. And in the church, elders are the leaders of these prayers uttered to God, asking for God's guidance, asking for healing, asking for direction. So that is an elder. Acts chapter 6, verse 1 to 4, and many more verses in the Bible. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the message of God for us today: pray for God's elders in His church. Pray for our young people, so that time will come, they will be used by God. We need leaders in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And please, allow yourselves to be one if you are able to do. And if you feel and if you heard the calling of God through His gospels, through His words, accept that responsibility. Accept. Originally, we have 4 elders in Bromley Church. One of them stepped down because of grave responsibilities in his family. And one of them stepped down again. It's because he needs to go to his place, leaving Canada. Now, there are only 2 of them. And still, we are working and looking for someone to be appointed and added as an elder. We have 2 already, but 2 is not enough. Actually, 3 is not enough. But we are still praying, my brothers and sisters. I know that there are people who are able to do it, but sometimes because they are not ready to do it, or sometimes they say they are still not qualified to do it. But who is qualified? If God is asking you, I said, these qualifications are not given for us to be disqualified, but these are things are given to us for us to aspire for. If you need something in order for you to be one, do it in order for you to be qualified. That is the standard given by God, but that is not a standard in order for you to be hindered to be one. I am calling for every man in this congregation, stand for the church of the Lord. Stand for your family. Fight for your family and fight for the family of God. Do the responsibility of a king, of a priest, and as a prophet. So in our world today, look at the social media. Look, we have the privilege to see a lot of things going on in the world. But brothers and sisters in Christ, look at this. Satan is very active in destroying your family. He's aftering your family. Because once that he destroyed the family, he destroyed you. But a child of God will protect and nourish the family of God, preparing himself to be that person that God wanted him to be. So if there's an individual that you feel, oh, I need to prepare for that position, my brothers in Christ, you are being called by God. Prepare yourself. And I know that this congregation is ready to encourage and ready to help you, support you in that work. Women, one blessing that I received as a person is to have not only a beautiful wife, but to have a very supportive wife in terms of mission. She needs to get away. In 5 years, we didn't, stay together, but she went to Hong Kong, and now she came to Canada. And that purpose is actually to support my mission and work as a worker in the vineyard of God. But it's only possible, my brothers and sisters, I want to declare, and I declared this already years ago, I want to be an elder someday. And I'm preparing myself to be one. And if God will call me to serve as an elder, I will do. But it is not only a calling for me. It is a calling for you, my brother. For you, my brother. For all of us men in the congregation. If it's possible for you to be an elder, accept that. That is a calling from God. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, this congregation is blessed. We can see kids, we can see women, we can see men, we can see young people. Bright future is coming in this congregation only if you put things right, only if you put things first in this congregation, in the name of the Lord. God bless you, Oma. Amen.